Hello, this is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Mr. Oglesby calling. Okay.
Okay.
We're having a problem, okay, with the timesheet, okay, and every time, okay, Kathleen has tried to call you, okay, you sent them a digital message saying you can send out a form. But see, the thing is, okay, this form, okay, I was told that I was told the form can be sent back to you, okay, through a phone text or something like that, okay. But and then also, you know, I'm just curious, why is it all these different numbers for every different person that's handling one specific thing?
Okay, first of all, there is two forms of timesheet. We have digital and we have physical. I send the link to Catherine, the one that is digital, and she printed out. As I see that
she has nowhere printing out the form off of the phone.
You don't have to print it out. If I see that she printed out, I can send her a form that can be printed out that is the physical one. She did not have the need to print the first form. She can send, I can see right now the link that I just sent her. In the end of the link is submit, and you don't have to print anything. Submit is an orange button, and she doesn't have to print out anything.
But the thing is this, I can't sign that digital form, okay?
Oh, okay.
I can't put my name in that digital form.
Okay, in that case, I'm sending her right now the form that is physical, and she can print it out, or she can send the picture to me that I'm the person answering her phone.
But she has no way of printing out the form, okay, because she's not near a printer, and she does not have a printer available to her. You'll have to send the form to me where I can print it out, okay, through my email. That's the only way I can print it out.
Okay, but she sent me pictures of the form, digital form, printed out.
Yeah, but I went online and took a copy of the form and printed it out. That's the only form that she was able to get. I was able to have to go online through my own email to print that out.
Yeah, but the caregiver needs to handle the timesheets, not the patients. So I'm sending her right now the PDF that it's a physical one that she can print it out, okay?
Well, the thing is this, okay?
You didn't want for me to print it out?
Well, you'll have to send it to my email in order for it to be printed out. She has no way of printing it out.
Okay, so in this case, just give me 1 second while I confirm your email. Entering right now in the system, and just give me 1 second, please.
I mean, this is just too much confusion all the time. I mean, trying to do something, trying to print out a form, trying to get a hold of somebody, trying to speak to someone. I mean, it's just so confusing.
I think Catherine, the only person who has spoke was with me, that I told her about the timesheet. Just to confirm, your email is... Your email is...
D as in doctor, R as in red, J as in jump, C as in cat, 13@verizon.net.
Sorry, but here in your information, you did not provide an email. So... Can you repeat, please?
D as in doctor, R as in red, J as in jump, C as in cat, 13@verizon.net.
13?
Right, 13@verizon.net.
Okay. Okay, so in this case, I'm going to send the email right now.
Can you repeat that email back to me, please?
Yeah. Diaz and Doctor are as a red, G as a boat, C as a car, 1, 3, 13. And can you repeat the last part? Is Gmail right?
Well, the thing, you have the email incorrect, okay? The email is D as in doctor, R as in red, J as in jump, C as in cat, 1, 3, @Verizon.net.
At Verizon.
.net.
Okay, .net. Okay, I will be sending the timesheet form so she can, you can print it out and she can fulfill and send back to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, does she have to text, she can take a picture of it and text it back to you?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Now, my question also is this. Why is it that there's always a different number for someone that's handling one specific thing? Why isn't there just a regular number to call, one person to call, and, you know, you can handle everything like you're supposed to? It's almost like four different things are handled by four separate people. That's very confusing.
Okay, I understand that, but we are different departments. For example, I'm admission and payroll. So probably when you are onboarding, that is a new case, different people will contact you. But once that the HHA or the timesheets, we know that the caregiver knows how to do it, you pass to a coordinator that is going to be the person that can handle all for you. But at the beginning, okay, since you are still learning, you are going to be called for different people.
Okay, now, did you send that information? Now, put your name also with that email.
Okay, no
so
problem.
I'll know that you're the person that sent it to me.
Okay, no problem. Also, okay. in the bottom is the email is my information.
Okay. All right.
No
thank
problem.
You. Thank you.
Did you receive the hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Did you receive any forms already yet?
Yeah. I can see them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.